What's poppin'?
Pull you a
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin', I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. This shit sound like an intro Jet song, give me that tempo.
Man,
what's poppin'?
Yeah, what's poppin'? How you feel about that 502 man out here doing his thing?
Hey, he's grinding, bro.
It's been a year and 3 months, Wes.
A year and 3 months. Well, happy anniversary. Sorry
we're late. Yes. Sorry we're late. But it has been a while. A lot of stuff's changed, huh?
Yeah. A lot of different places is where we're at.
Very true. And like usual, we're in two different places right now.
Mm-hmm. Not by choice, though.
No, definitely not by choice. But this pandemic is not helping it. Any situation that we have going on right now.
Yeah, but you know what? We can try to help with what's going on. We can try to make people laugh.
Hey, that is very true. That is very true.
Because I feel like people need to laugh, not only when things are bad, but when
just
things
in general.
Are good.
Yeah, just in general. Yes, sir. A good laugh will do you right.
A good laugh will do you right.
For sure. So, I know how I've been spending my quarantine, you know, laid up with the pup, just, you know, vibing, doing our thing, a lot of 2K, a lot of Netflix. What about you? What have you been up to?
A lot of Netflix, a lot of Xbox, a lot of homework still. We're still doing classes like everywhere else.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, but no, not much else than that. Just stuck around the house, man.
So we have some stuff in common, but definitely different because you're an Xbox guy and I'm a PlayStation guy. And PlayStation better.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, but you say that.
That's a discussion for another time.
Yeah, that is.
For sure.
I mean,
so,
we could get into it right now. I got ammunition for it.
Look, I'll tell you this. Xbox 360 was better than PlayStation.
Yeah. But, well, I like PlayStation 2, though.
Yeah, but Xbox 360 was better.
It was. It was the first, like, next gen.
For sure. And, like, at that time, I wasn't really playing online games. But just PlayStation is different, bro. Xbox controllers are big and bulky. PlayStation are small.
Yeah. I mean, Xbox players are used to holding things that are big and bulky. And PlayStation players are used to holding things that are small.
Right.
So, like, you don't want to make them feel weird. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But, yeah, just a lot of PlayStation. I've been on the whole minor league scene. Basically rebuilt the Grizzlies.
Uh-huh.
You know, got a star point guard in Ja Morant, and I got him up to a 90 in our third season together. So we're doing big things over here.
Huge.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know why people are like, why do you play Xbox? Like, I just won a national championship today, Karen. What did you do?
Yeah. No, I'm out here running a professional sports league program, you know, franchise, and you are, you know.
Sitting at home eating quinoa. Yeah.
trying to be on your keto diet.
Right, yeah.
Can't even get toilet paper.
Right. All that keto, not enough toilet paper to wipe your bum with. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, you got to have the right amount of nutrients and things like that. But, you know, that's
a
discussion for another day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100% different. It's a whole different discussion.
Oh, but yeah, we could get into it.
In a year, Wes, a lot has changed, huh?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. You got a pretty serious girlfriend now, huh?
Yeah, been together about a year, over a year.
Well, yep, and I was in a 2-year relationship, and now I'm single. So making changes,
like,
not bad changes necessarily. Like, there's a lot of things I do now that I didn't get to do when I was in a relationship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get financially stable enough to get some of these ideas we got off the ground.
Oh yeah, and we've got plenty. But
oh yeah, y'all better remember the names. We're gonna be millionaires one day.
That's the goal.
Wes is a little more spread out than mine. I'm trying to be like overnight millionaire, but Wes is looking long run. And I'm not mad at it because either way, I'm not going to be mad if I make $1 million. But Not if, oh, when, no. when I make $1 million.
Yeah, but, you know, one is more of it's going to cost more at first, trying to get save up for it. And the other one is we're going to jump off the ground and get going. Both are very good ways, you know.
Yeah, for
either
sure.
way you do it, it's still $1 million. It's still a bunch of money and do a lot with it. What would you do if you had $1 million right now?
I don't even think I could say it on this podcast, Wes. Oh, no. For starters, definitely buy a new car. I love Jenny to death, but she's – knock on wood.
You can keep her.
She's on her last leg. Oh, for sure I'll keep her, yeah.
But, yeah, you can keep her and go mudding in her, run around in her.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I need a new baby.
Yeah.
So, ladies, if you're listening –
give me your car, please. Yeah, no, I'd probably get a new vehicle as well, and I don't know, an apartment or house at least somewhere.
Nah, why would you do that? Then you could just save up some money. I mean, you got the dorm right now. It's not like you're fucking. Oh, you're stressed to. I told you before we started that my mouth is bad. That could be our whole angle. No, there's not a putting a cap on it, Wes. That could be our whole angle. I could be the bad side. You could be the good side.
It's not so much that you're bad. It's just that's a little different.
That's debatable.
Different ways.
We'll just agree to disagree.
Oh yeah, that's fine. You're you.
For sure, for sure. So, I mean, one thing that you like. I mean, for me, I know for sure I can't really live without it. But music-wise, I'm surprised more people haven't released stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we have much to do. Like with everything being shut down, I'm surprised more people haven't dropped new music.
No, I mean, I'm sure. Like, if someone dropped a new album, someone big, their sales would be ridiculous just because no one else has anything to do.
Right. And just music videos would be big right now because I know like. In my free time, like when I'm not watching movies or TV shows, I'm usually on YouTube. So if something's new on there, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, you know, there people have different styles. So it's, I mean, I know that I would like for Melly to release another album. It's been a little bit what his last one was 2019.
Do you think he's got enough stuff on the archive to release stuff? Being in prison.
I'm not sure that he does. I don't know when he gets out, though. So, I mean, I think it's later this year. But
like, that's a whole discussion that we could have about, like, the industry and how, like, people's careers are kind of put on pause when they, like, I know how it goes. I'm from the big city. So, like, it's definitely a factor when it comes to, like, careers and stuff. Like, when you're stuck in the same rotation of the streets, like it gets hard to get out of it, no matter how big you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
So I think that's something we can talk about.
Know.
Like down the road, like I mean, you look at I'm sure Kodak's probably got enough stuff to release something. I wouldn't say every year, but like ever so often. But I don't know about Melly because, like, Melly just kind of was like an overnight type deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's, like, super young. So, I mean, where was he thinking, oh, man, I'm about to probably be in jail for a little bit, so I need to record some stuff.
I mean, he was rapping about what he did. So, you think that he knew, like, eventually. Yeah.
But, you know, he's a good artist. He's a little bit crazy, but he is he's probably one of my favorite. Just because even though, you know, what he says is not right to do, and especially in, like, Murder on My Mind and stuff
fair.
Like that. But
that's how I like my artists anyways. Like if I'm listening to rap music, I want it to be real. I don't know what having millions of dollars feels like, you know what I mean? Driving around Bentleys and stuff. But, like, I like to hear people, like, talk about stuff that I know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at least stuff that I've seen, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm a big Montana fan, and, like, he releases an album. I think that's a key that, like, basically, like, being a big, like, being relevant is, like, having consistency with your work. You know what I mean? And I feel like that can fall into every, like, everything. But, like, when it comes to music specifically, like if you're consistent, like people start liking your stuff, and you're like every year Montana drops an album on May 30th every year. So like he's always got something out, and he just released an EP not too long ago. So like he's got that, and then he's gonna drop something May 30th. Like he's not many people know of him. I know that I put you on to some of his stuff, but like he's just lyrical, you know. Like I kind of like that side of rap too, where if you could be lyrical with your stuff, like Eminem, Lil Wayne, some of the best to ever do it. They're lyrical with their stuff. Like they put it's well crafted.
Yeah, it is. Well, and I was just looking right here on like Uzi, like you said, to stay relevant, your release is key. And which Uzi has not really had an issue doing stuff like that.
Span where he like retired, air quotes there. Like he retired and was like, yeah, I'm done making music. And then here he just popped up with that new album that he had.
Yeah, so like, but it was still like between official albums, not like mixtapes, deluxe albums, things like that, EPs and singles. His albums were 3 years apart. Almost 3 full years apart.
Yeah, and that kind of comes with like once you have traction, you can be consistent without releasing something every year. You know what I mean? Like look at Rihanna, she's still relevant.
Yeah.
When's the last time Rihanna dropped an album? If you want to fact check that, I know it's been a while, and everybody's always like, "When is Rihanna dropping an album? When was Rihanna dropping an album?" But she's still relevant. Like everybody knows Rihanna.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone knows who Rihanna is, but she hasn't released an album for 4 years, dude. 2016.
And she's still relevant, though.
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, you look at, like Drake. When's Drake's last album? I know it's probably been – I mean, he dropped those singles. He dropped that Tootsie Slide recently, and he did that freestyle. But, like
– yeah, his last, like, studio album was Scorpion, so, like, 2018.
Yeah. But also still relevant. Like he does something. He does smaller projects. You know what I mean. But he's also like,
yeah, he does.
If you look at it from the business side, he's also a businessman. Like he's got his own clothing line and everything like that. So he's always doing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which Drake's been pretty consistent to the point where he releases an album like every 2-3 years. So a studio album at least, and then. Like he'll do a single, so he'll do mixtapes and things like that in between when he's not working on a studio album. So I think he probably dedicates a lot of time to those albums and just likes to put in the work to him when he's not working on other stuff. You know, he doesn't like to have distractions outside of it. So
for sure.
So I mean, it's just however you want to go about it.
That's something we need to work on. Like we could definitely do this. Like we like doing this, so it's not hard to do. But if we get more consistent with it, like I talk to my brother-in-law a lot, and that's what he's big. He's like, look, if y'all drop one every week, it's got to be a certain time. Like people can listen to it while they're doing stuff. Then y'all get more listeners. So it's definitely something we need to work on. And I feel like it won't be hard. We're living in the same dorm next year. You're right down the hall. So it's definitely doable.
Yeah. No.
It's just a matter of our schedules.
Yeah.
I don't have baseball. Yeah, that's a lot of free time for me now that I don't have baseball going on. But
well, and I'm off every single Wednesday, so Wednesday might have to be the day.
For sure.
You know,
for sure.
That we
it's just got
sit down
it's something
and
that,
take some time
something
out.
That we I'll work around your schedule to do this because I like doing it. So if it needs to happen, I'll work around your schedule because I have less going on.
Yeah, well, just in the fall normally is when I'm jam packed. So
for sure, how you feel about your spring season getting cut short, Wes?
Yeah, it definitely sucks because like we were getting in the groove of everything. You know, we have transfers, and it's kind of a new team. We lost seniors, got new people in, and we're still trying to mesh. And spring's an opportunity to like gel together and get that team, you know, thing going, and it was cut short, and I couldn't imagine if I played an actual spring sport, you know?
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like, my actual season was gone.
And,
so.
Like, the NAIA was trying to – or not NAIA, but the NCAA was trying to do some stuff where they were, like, looking to give seniors an extra year eligibility. But I saw some, like Ryan McMahon some Louisville players talking about it, and it made sense what they were saying. Like, it's not really fair to give seniors an extra year of eligibility because the freshmen that are playing behind seniors don't get an extra year of eligibility. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's basically just this quarantine has basically messed everything up to where, like, a whole bunch of stuff is lost.
Yeah.
Time, money.
And really, this is the first major catastrophic in the sense that, like, people are dying and it is a pandemic and everything's shut down. That, well, my generation has been old enough to experience, and this younger generation will experience, you know, it's the first thing that they've come to know as the world shutting down for a little bit. And, you know, before us, it was probably like 9/11 and then like the recession in 08, but the recession, yeah, it affected us in a way, but like we weren't making money and we didn't own houses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So we weren't really old enough to feel it
yeah.
other than what parents were going through. You know?
I've seen a lot of stuff. Social media is big right now because everybody's just at home. But, like, I saw a video that you probably get a kick out of. I should have sent it to you when I saw it. There was a kid crying, and it said, when they find the cure for the coronavirus, but you have COVID-19. And then somebody, like, tweeted, the world should have ended in 2012.
Well, I saw something the other day, and, I know that it's, like, I like conspiracies, and I like things like that.
For sure.
We could dive into those too, but someone said, "What if the world really did end in 2012?" And this is just like we're kind of living in our
hell
afterlife, yeah, man, hell or afterlife or whatever.
That's weird.
Like because like the dead people know they're dead,
huh?
When they're dead, because we don't know.
Honestly,
you know?
I wouldn't be surprised. Like you said, you're big on conspiracies. I'm big on conspiracies. I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't something like by the government. Like to cover something else up, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or maybe like a test type deal, like to see how well they can contain the like civilians. Because I mean, if you look at it, there was a big thing in Virginia not too long ago when the government basically said they were going to take away guns, and everybody in Virginia was like, "Yeah, that's not happening. You're not taking away our guns, like legal guns."
Yeah,
and then like I remember people from Kentucky were driving to Virginia to help them fight. Like we're going to war. They're not taking our guns away. So, like, that clearly they shut that bill down and was like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. But maybe, maybe Corona is, like, government's way of testing out how well they can control us. And honestly, in my opinion,
because it's something, you can't see it.
Yeah,
man.
For sure.
Like, you can't.
For sure. And, my opinion, it's not like they're doing a good job of containing people. Like, people are still going out and doing their thing. And I'm kind of both-sided on it. Like, if you don't have a reason to go outside, don't go outside. Like, just stay home. Like, if everybody just stayed home for 14, 15 days, this would go away. Because corona lives on the surface for 3 days. You can have it for 14 days and not know it. So you practice social distancing, wash your hands, stay at home for 15 days. This will all be over with. We can go back to living our normal life. But everybody's still going out. And also,
because
I have the other side of the views where it's like, look, if this is like a survival of the fittest type deal, then let us just go back to living normally, and this virus is going to kill out the weak. Y'all were talking about overpopulation. That's the perfect way to do it, right?
Yeah, and there's some stuff going around, like that's what China was trying to do, because China, as you know, is like heavily populated, like overpopulated, people living on top of people are sick and the pollution's terrible,
and they shut,
you know, it's
shut,
not
they
all...
shut down.
Yeah, and they're almost fully recovered, you know?
Well, they also are shutting down the city at a certain time and spraying down and sanitizing the streets. The United States isn't doing that. We spend so much money on the military to do that.
Yeah.
If they were smart about it, they'd have the military do it.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you could get people to do that.
For
but
sure.
It also, you know, it costs money to – it costs people money. It doesn't cost anything for people to stay home, but people lose money by staying home.
I will say financially, though, the government's doing a good job of, like we're going to get – people who pay taxes are going to get checks, like, to help stimulate the financial growth and stuff. And then you got your, your bills passed for people who lost their jobs because of this. Like, unemployment's usually, like, you get, like, less than 50% for being unemployed. But I think the bill said it was, like, you're getting full pay for the first so many months or something like that. So
yeah, they're definitely like 60 yeah, days.
They're doing well to like basically just ease the panic, because everybody was, I mean, I wouldn't say everybody, but I'd say a lot of people are like panicking, like, oh, do this, don't do this, yada yada yada. But to an extent,
yeah, I mean, it's, and it'll all pass eventually, and I'm hoping once it warms up, it gets better, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, it's just a thing like flu season or allergy season or stuff like that. Yeah, so
hopefully it just passes. But honestly, I feel like having a stronger immune system, like I don't have any health problems. Like, usually if I'm sick, it's for a couple of days and it passes. So, like, basically for me, strep is just like a sore throat for a day or two. Like, I got strep one time, and I went to, the immediate care, basically, and she looked at my throat and was like, yeah, that's the worst case of strep I've ever seen. And she gave me a prescription, but Walmart was already closed. So I was like, okay, I'll just get it tomorrow. Well, the next day I woke up and my throat didn't hurt anymore. So I was like, fine, I might get the prescription for it. So I just went on about my day, and, like, it just passed. But I was literally, like, bad off, like cold sweats, all that, and then the next day I was fine. So honestly, I went from Pikeville to Lexington right after they got their first case. I was in Lexington for a week, then I came back to Pikeville with a super like sore throat, runny nose, like bad off, cough, all that. Then got on the bus and went to PA. I was in Pennsylvania for 4 days. With a school, like at a conference with a school that was in like the heart of the city, and I don't know, it was in New York, wherever like the ground zero is, basically, like where they have the coronavirus like drive through station set up.
Yeah.
And was there. And then, like, I'm like 2 days into this conference and my nose is running, my throat's sore. My cough's kind of gone at this point, but I'm like, So I looked up symptoms of corona and it says like sore throat, runny nose, cough. And I'm like, huh, because I knew I had a fever driving back from Lexington. So I'm like, that's straight up corona symptoms. Like, so I asked Luke, I'm like, Luke, what if I have corona? And he's like, do you feel bad? And I was like, no. And he said, then you're good. You don't have it. But I could have already had it. You know what I mean? Because I didn't feel good driving back to Pikeville. But also, maybe that was just my job, you know, like just part of the world, like carry on your part and pass on this virus. But my immune system was strong enough for me to not get bad off. Like, I've seen people bad off with, like, IVs sewn into their arm. Like, awful.
Yeah, on the respirator, like, couldn't breathe for sure. Themselves and things like that.
And, like, in China, when everybody was passing in China, there was a couple kids. Like, I saw a video on Live Leaks, and it was, like, they ran out of to save body bags. They were putting, like, two kids in one body bag to, like, save body bags. Like, it's awful.
Jesus. Yeah, no, it's scary just because of how bad it can get if we don't try to at least slow it down. And I think really the state we're living in Kentucky, we're like at the top, like we're number three, two or three in like flattening the curve, I guess. And the response that we've had in our state, like, so there's a statistic in that the governor showed.
And it's for the state of Kentucky?
It was Tennessee and Kentucky. You know, we border, we're about the same length, we're probably about the same size. Maybe they have more people. But
I'd say they probably have a couple more because they're like flat, you know what I mean? And one more shoe shape.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have a lot, like, they have a few big cities. They have Nashville, Knoxville,
Memphis.
Memphis is pretty big. You know, there's play, and like, I know size. Johnson City is really, yeah, like,
and then you got Kentucky where you got Louisville, Lexington, and Bowling Green, and everything else is pretty small from there.
Yeah, like, but at the same time, we got our first cases at about the same time, and we shut down schools when we got our first cases. Like, that's what happened, was schools shut down. Tennessee waited. We have, I mean, I don't know how many cases we have now, but at one point we had like under 100 cases, right? And at the same day, Tennessee had over like 390 cases.
Dang, that's crazy. But and, also, like, I'm in Pikeville, and like, my sisters are back home, so they're worried about me being so far. And, like, I was like, yo, like, this is the day before they closed the restaurants down. Like, Pikeville was running normally. Like, everybody was out on the roads and everything. And they were like, so how's it down there? And I was like, bro, I just went to the store at 11 o'clock, went and got gas. Like, everything's normal here. And then the very next day, they, like, limited hours and all that. But, like, we haven't had a confirmed case. I put air quotes on that just simply because, like, I know people who, like, work at PMC and all this. And they've had cases, but they haven't really released them saying, you know, this is for sure Corona.
Yeah. And the thing about that is that can be dangerous in the sense that if we don't share what we're getting because people want to keep their county clean, I guess, make it look like they're
what
clean.
What about Carlisle? Have y'all had a case down there?
Yeah, we have had a case. We probably have more than one now. But interesting thing is I was supposed to go to the doctor in Harrison County. And then the couple days before, I was supposed to go like on a Monday, and the first case was on like a Wednesday. And the first case in Kentucky was at the same hospital I was supposed to go to. She was seen by the same doctor I was supposed to see. And she was seen on Wednesday, so obviously we canceled our appointment.
That is crazy.
And she was sent to Lexington, same couple days you were there. And then the guy that took her x-rays to look at her chest is one of my good buddy's dads. And he was in quarantine for 14 days, and so was my doctor. And then he got out, and his daughter brought it back from Boston. She goes to school in Boston College. She's a year older than me.
That is, bro, like, if you want to talk about conspiracies, that's another thing. Like, think about the time you hit, bro. Spring break, everybody's traveling.
Yeah.
Well, spring break for, like, most colleges, because I know Lexington was, like, two weeks behind us in spring break. So, like,
yeah, there's like a 3-week window for universities.
So,
to
like,
have spring break.
Just the time you hit, that's suspicious, bro. Like, everybody's traveling, you know, it's going to spread.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, and I just have a feeling that it was in Kentucky and other places in early December, November.
Yeah, for sure.
And then January.
Well, like, I talked
to think people just were like, oh, it's just the flu, you know, it's flu season, this, that. And they didn't know. And they got better, but they still have probably given it to someone else who's given it to someone else who still said, oh, it's just the flu.
Right. Well, I talked to a public safety officer down here because they got us doing rounds with them and stuff just because there's, like, very little people on campus and they're trying to keep our job easier. But, like, I was talking to him, and he said early, like, the end of December, early January, him, his wife, and his kid got sick. And they went to the doctor, and the doctor basically told him and his wife that they had a respiratory infection, and they told the kid that he had the flu, and then, like, they got better or whatever, and they went back and, like, got checked up, and the doctor's like, yeah, y'all are fine, like, y'all are all set, like, y'all are in good health. He was like, but honestly, y'all probably had Corona, because, like, it's before, like, Corona's been around, so, like, I see people post, like, videos of TV shows, and they're talking about coronavirus, but it's been around. Like like flu medicine. If you read the back of a flu medicine, it'll say does not prevent Corona or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's been around.
Yeah.
But like it wasn't.
Yeah, this is just like a mutated strand of.
And it wasn't like familiar. We weren't familiar with it because who knows? Like we weren't. Yeah. Like everybody knew about what is it? The bird. What was that? The bird flu.
Bird flu.
Is that what went around?
Swine flu.
And was that 13? Was that 2013?
Swine flu, Ebola.
But like,
it was like 2012.
Like that was also relevant, but nobody had ever heard of it. You know what I mean? Like it was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but you didn't hear about someone having
it's like Big Red. I doubt people in Texas know what Big Red is, but it exists.
You should know what Big Red is.
For
in
sure.
LA.
Not Big Blue, but Big Red, yes. In LA, absolutely.
I've actually
tried a lot. No, it's not. Don't say that. I've tried a lot of the LA. It's like the cherry is probably my favorite, but they have an orange cream one, and it's not that good. It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it's not great. It's different than regular LA.
But you're closer to Lexington than I am, right?
Yeah.
So they have all the flavors down there, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's really in Winchester is where their like headquarters is, like their factory, and I mean, we're so close to it. That's like I've toured their factory 2 or 3 times for like school trips.
But don't they have like a blue raspberry, a cherry, a regular, and a orange cream soda?
I don't. I don't know about blue raspberry, but I do know that they have cherry orange cream soda and the regular stuff. And then I know that they do like zero calorie or diet and all of them and caffeine free and stuff like that. But in Kentucky, I mean, I don't know when this article was published. Wish it would like tell me, but
yeah, they got a
doesn't really matter.
Diet L8, caffeine free.
Yeah,
and then they have a cherry and an orange. All of those are in diet too, huh? The more you know.
That's true, but yeah, try to order some L8.
Yeah,
Big Red.
If you anything. Don't know what any of these things are that we're saying, you need to find out because we wouldn't lead you wrong.
Yeah, also, they're soft drinks.
Don't put,
and you might not like them.
Don't put peanuts in your L8. That's weird.
I've never even
bro,
tried.
I saw that on some girl's Snapchat story, and I was like, "Who would do that?"
Yeah, but I guess as of Tuesday, like yesterday, maybe when this article was released, Kentucky has 1,008 cases reported and 59 deaths, and Tennessee's at 3,802 cases and 65 deaths. So, like, we're not far behind them on deaths, I suppose, but cases we're almost 2,000 below them.
Yeah.
Like, we are 2,000 below them. We're almost 3,000 below them.
But I think another big thing is, like, the media. Like, the role the media plays in stuff like this is just absurd. Because, like, I've known that I've heard, like, it's something that you kind of, some things you take as a grain of salt and other things you don't. But, like, I've seen graphics where it's, like, most at risk is ages, you know, 0 to 10 and then 70 to whenever. But then I saw something else that said that high risk, like people that's going to have it, is ages 20 to 45. So, like, it's just hard to know exactly what to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, well, another thing along with that is it doesn't really matter your age if you have, like, an immunocompromised system.
Right.
Like, and I don't know what the actual number of Americans, at least, with an immunocompromised system. But
and I know that some things like
know that it's high because like it says, okay, immunocompromised, there are about 10 million people in the United States that are immunocompromised. So like there's a lot, and I'm sure like you I know people that get like fever blisters are immunocompromised, people that have like asthma are immunocompromised, people that just things like that, like it can hurt your immune system and make it harder for it to fight off infection.
Right. So, and I think it's another thing, like if you smoke anything really, then that could put you at risk.
Yeah.
I think just a lot of things play factor, honestly.
And alcohol lowers your immune system. So if you drink alcohol often, then you are probably going to be more susceptible to catching anything, not
right.
just this,
right.
but I guess right now that's the scariest thing you can catch.
For sure.
But, you know, just a lot going on, a lot to take in, and just, yeah, do your research though. Like, look up different articles, read about how your state and your county and your place, wherever you're from, is doing. And, even if there's just one case in your county, you know, even if there's just one case, that one person could have infected 10 other people, and those 10 people could infect 100 people. That's 10 each.
Right.
In the days that they have it. So,
well,
just because there's only one case in your place, just be careful.
If you were to wear a mask, you'd be more at risk to get it even with the mask on because of your beard.
Yeah.
It's like big that you're not supposed to wear a... Or you're not supposed to have a beard if you're wearing a mask because it, like, can find its way through your beard.
Yeah, it can get onto the hair on my beard. And, I mean, I know I scratch my beard and I touch my face a lot. And I don't know if you've ever had to not do something, but you know how hard it is to tell yourself not to do something?
Oh, for sure.
And then your body, and, like, you feel like you have to do it immediately.
Stop vaping. I know exactly what you mean.
Like, I go into Walmart and my mom and dad are like, don't touch your face. Don't touch anything.
Yeah, and then
like,
once they tell you to do it, then
your
like,
face
ugh.
Starts itching. Yeah. And like, I can feel my nose running. And just, it's just like it's the most inconvenient thing.
Yeah, it's more like a mental thing. Like, mind over matter type deal. But Wes, we talked about a lot, you know, somehow connected coronavirus to LA and Big Red. Talked about some music, what we've been doing. It's definitely good to be back.
Yeah, it is. But I think we're going to take on the new persona maybe of what's popping.
I think so.
You know,
Wasted Youth was a nice little like setup basically. Like it just kind of got us going.
But yeah, we're just going to be like what's popping, kind of like trying to see what's going on in the world, in our lives, what's going on everywhere else, you know. So see what's popping in America and see what's popping in Pikeville and Carlisle and wherever we're at at the time, you know.
And right now, Corona is popping. So stay inside, wash your hands, social distancing.
Yeah. Try to keep it from popping anymore.
Right. Well, we're going to head out of here. It's good to be back, guys. Keep tuning in. We're going to keep on pumping these out.
Yeah, we're not going to – I mean, I say that, obviously, and we said that last time, but, you know, we're going to try to keep them not too short but not too long, and we're gonna try to make them consistent for you so that we can, you know, get some interesting stuff. And if anybody's listening and wants to email or send us a message on this,
for sure, we got to see if there's something Facebook we want to talk about. Wasted Youth, it's connected to my Facebook, and it's connected to this podcast. So if you're listening, you can definitely reach out and have us boys talk about something that you're interested in, want to hear our opinion on. But definitely give us a follow on socials. Just stay connected. Stay connected.
Yeah, because we can't go anywhere else. So
right, you know. Exactly.
But yeah, if y'all want us to talk about something or anything that was going on, just let us know. Tell us how the coronavirus is where you're from.
Definitely. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how to end this. Like, what to say? Like, how do we go from what's popping to what to say to close it out? I'm Terrence, and this is what's popping, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we could just say we're about to get gone like we hope the coronavirus is soon.
Facts.
But, yeah. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, till next time. And I'm TJ.
Yes, sir. And we will get what's popping next week, all right?